Right now, our world is in a health crisis. If you watch the news, it is in every news story, and they're telling you how to take precautions to avoid the coronavirus. They want you to be cautious, and they don't want you taking risks. And in fact, they have eliminated some of the risk for people. They have banned travel to certain countries. They have already stopped certain conferences. We saw this morning our bishop has written a letter to the churches in our conference on how it is that we can work to help keep everyone healthy. He doesn't want us to risk getting and spreading the virus. It can be deadly. But let me ask you, is risk ever a good thing? It is. We see that today as we heard the story of Abram and Sarai as they took risks to follow the promise that God had given them. We hear it from Paul as he points out of Abraham being that perfect example of risk-taking in faith. If God came to you and said, I want you to leave your home, I want you to leave your family, and I want you to go to an unknown destination, would you? If your spouse came to you and said, God is calling me to leave everything behind and go somewhere, I don't know where, would you be willing to go? Be honest. I think that's a hard decision, and we can look back and we can read the story of Abram and Sarai, who became Abraham and Sarah, and we can see how God led them and how he fulfilled the promise that he had given to them. But think about their willingness to risk everything. Everything they knew. Everything that was familiar to them. To go where? They didn't know. But God called them with a promise. And they believed him and they went. The Old Testament lesson that we heard this morning is a pivotal passage in Scripture for us because it really links all the rest of the Scripture throughout Genesis as well as the book of Exodus. Everything is linked to that covenant that God made with Abraham. If we look back at the very beginning of that scripture, it says, Now the Lord said to Abram, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land I will show you. Now, this is the first we've heard of Abram, other than in a few passages before that tells us who his father was and where they lived. We don't know what Abram's relationship was with God. We aren't told that. We aren't told whether God found Abram to be a righteous man. Do you remember when he called Noah to build the ark, the reason he called Noah? Because he said Noah was a righteous and moral man. But we aren't told that about Abram. We aren't told why he chose him and Sarai. We're not told any of the details. We're only told that he called him and they went. Another detail we're not told is to the land in which they would travel to. God just says, I will show you. Can you imagine? Can you imagine God calling you to leave everything you know and saying to you, I'm going to take you to somewhere, but I'm not going to tell you where it is. I'll just show you. And he continues on and he says, I will make you a great nation and I will bless you. How? He doesn't give him those details. He doesn't reveal that. And then he says, all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you. How? Abram and Sarai had no children. Do you remember how old he was when he was called? 75. But as we heard the scripture in Romans, Paul tells us that Abraham is that prime example of one who trusts God and takes that leap of faith, willing to venture into the unknown, unknown land and unknown future. They trusted God. They trusted God not knowing where or how, but knowing that he would guide and protect. They trusted God to take the risk. As you think about God calling Abram, can you think of any reason that he would have been the one chosen? In fact, if we look at what little we do know about Abraham, we're told in Joshua, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your ancestors, Terah and his sons, Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates and served other gods. So that tells us that he was not raised in a household that believed in God. He was raised in a pagan household where they worshiped idols. And so it is very likely that Abram didn't worship God, because in those days the religion of the father was passed down to his sons. So why would God call Abram? He doesn't really seem to be like a good choice, does he? But maybe that's exactly why God did choose him. It may seem like a risk, but for God it was not, because God knew exactly who to choose for the journey that lied ahead. And he also is telling us, as Paul does, that choice was not based on Abraham's goodness, because Abraham was not justified by his own goodness. He wasn't justified by his own works. He was justified by faith. Paul tells us, had it been for Abraham's own efforts, he would have had grounds for boasting. But instead, he was made righteous because of his faith in God. If Abraham had been justified for his own works, then the gift of grace would not be necessary. And the same is true for you and I. Our righteousness cannot be earned. We receive it. We receive the grace of God. The promise God gave Abram was not because of anything he had done, but because of what God could do through him, because he put his faith in God. When you hear or read the word faith, what do you understand that to be? Do you understand that to be a belief? I have faith in God. I have a belief in God. However, Paul is telling us that for Abraham, it was so much more than just believing in God. It was an action. When we have faith like Abraham, it leads us to action. It's not about just making a statement of, I believe in, or I have belief in. But it's about taking the action that supports your faith. It's also a relational word. Abraham had faith in God because he had a relationship with him. And when we put our faith in God, when we confess our sin, accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we receive his grace. And then we follow. We follow wherever it is that he is calling us. And sometimes where it is that he is calling us requires us to take a risk. For Abraham and Sarai, it was to take a risk of everything. But when Abram put his faith in God and received his grace, he trusted God to leave his home, to leave his family, to leave everything that was familiar to him, to go on this journey to a distant and an unknown land. See, faith is much more than just adhering to a certain set of beliefs. It's having an active living relationship with the living Christ that moves us to action, to live out our faith, to show that we trust God. In other words, we know that God loves us so much, not because we deserve it, not because we've earned it, but because he created us to be in relationship with him through his Son, Jesus Christ, with the help of the Holy Spirit. And he has given us not only the gift of grace, but he's given us the gift of salvation. All we have to do is receive it, believe it, and trust God for what he has for us. Do you find it hard to trust? You know, trust is critical in any relationship, regardless of what type of relationship you have. When you meet someone, do you immediately trust that person? Probably not. And so you begin to get to know them, and the more you get to know them, the more you come to the realization of whether this is a person you can trust or not. And if you decide that this is a person you can trust, what happens next? You begin to trust them more and more, don't you? And as you trust them more and more, you draw closer to them. You build this relationship. But how many of you, when you have trusted someone, you've also been betrayed by someone? See, anytime we go into a relationship with somebody, we're putting ourselves at risk. It happens. And sometimes we're betrayed. And when we're betrayed, we lose that trust in that person, and our relationship with that person is harmed, and we know that only forgiveness and time can bring healing to that relationship. It will probably never be the same again, but forgiveness and healing can come. However, our relationship with God is very different. God is trustworthy. The sad thing is, we aren't always. See, we confess our sin, we accept Jesus as our Savior, and we say, Lord, I'll follow you. But unlike Abram, we put limits on our following. We sometimes aren't willing to take the risk that God calls us to. Remember, Jesus says, all those who say, Lord, Lord, will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Sometimes we betray God. We have to ask ourselves why. Why would we betray the one, the only one who is trustworthy in any relationship that we will ever have? Is it because we don't trust God? We don't trust Him to take us into that unknown future? Is it because God hasn't given us all the details of how that will be worked out? When God calls us, He doesn't usually give us the details. He didn't give Abram and Sarai the details, and yet they trusted. Is it because God wants to see if we truly trust Him when He calls us? Is it because He wants to see if our actions match our words? Abraham and Sarah's journey wasn't an easy journey. It definitely wasn't a clear-cut journey, was it? God didn't give them all the details, and sometimes they got anxious about that, and they tried to take the situation into their own hands, and we know what happened when they did. But God made them a promise, and they put their trust in Him. And it took a risk. See, faith is risk-taking. Because when we have faith, we are saying, Lord, I am placing my future in Your hands, even though I don't know the details, even though I don't know where You're leading me. But God has made us a promise too. That promise came to us through the blood of Jesus Christ. And when we accept Jesus as our Savior, when God calls us to serve, we sometimes serve knowing that there are risks involved. But we also need to remember that risks can turn into blessings. Remember the words that God spoke to Abram? He said, I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And I will curse those, and who curses you, I will curse. And in all in you, the families of the earth shall be blessed. So when we serve God, when we are willing to take those risks that He calls us to, we need to remember that there will also be a blessing for us, a blessing for the future families of the earth, a blessing for those who live here in Tyrone, Pennsylvania. The question is, do we have that faith? Are we willing and are we ready to follow, even though we don't have the details? Let us pray. Our gracious and most loving God, we can look back at the story of Abram and Sarai and see the blessing that came out of that. But when it is our own personal lives, it is harder for us to think about that. Instead, we tend to look at the risk that is involved. We tend to be afraid of the unknown. But Lord, may we have the assurance that when You call us, You will be there with us, that You also have given us a promise, and that promise came through the blood of Your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.